Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You went on this show.
You kind of have to keep up with it. It's very intelligent.
It sounds like a scam.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
David Lee Roth. Brand new.
Let's put the pin back in this one. Last blank space on the map. I think we've arrived. Headway or getaway. Make no difference to me. This side or the other. Ain't no Christmas.
This is nice, David, but this sounds like a goodbye Van Halen reunion to me. That's what I'm thinking, right? Although he says it's just poetry. I don't know what it is, but he said it has nothing to do with Van Halen. All right. Yes, it's 9:08 on the Drex Radio Show, and I welcome Mr. Johnny Funcheap, who is a cheapaholic who hunts down the freer side of San Francisco, and we love him very much. Johnny, how are you?
Boy, I am addicted to free and cheap things, aren't I? I never thought about it that way, but I am a cheapaholic.
At Johnny Fun Cheap. So what's going on this weekend? Lots of Oscar parties, I suppose.
Yeah, and I'm going to break form a little bit. I'm going to talk about some of the free and the cheap parties, but I'm also going to talk about some of the more expensive ones, but ones that are for great causes as well. So if you do got, $1,000 burning in your pocket, and we can tell you the best place to spend it.
Right,
thought I would start with talking about some of the free ways to watch the Oscars. There's two parties in San Francisco that have no cover charges that we really like. One is at a really fun and glitzy bar south of Market called Novella. Just being in there, it just feels very, very fancy. And they have popcorn with this really awesome house seasoning. And last year they gave it for free. You just got to go in there and buy a drink or two. You know, don't go in, just grab the popcorn and watch the Oscars. And that's a really fun place to watch it. And the other one is at Soma Street Food Park, the food truck location that's right across from Costco in San Francisco.
Oh, great. Yes.
So we're actually, Fun Cheap is throwing our fourth annual Oscar party there, and it's totally free. We're going to do Oscar bingo. There's going to be Oscar ballots, food trucks, and we're going to be giving away a bunch of sneak preview movie passes to films that are upcoming, like My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 and Whiskey Hotel Foxtrot. So if you want to go totally free, those are the two places to go. If you want to spend a little bit of money and have a lot of fun, one of the great places that we can recommend is a cool drag club called Oasis in San Francisco. It's $25 for this party, but you get a lot. You get complimentary champagne, you get hors d'oeuvres, and you're going to get an award show commentary from two of San Francisco's most awesomest drag queens, Heclina and Darcy.
Oh, that's got to be brilliantly. I mean, that's going to be brilliantly funny. I would love to go.
Yeah, and that's a great one. And they call it on their own page. They just call it, this is the Oscars or the gay Super Bowl. So you should, if you want to just have probably the best, most fun, most San Francisco experience, I'd recommend heading down to Oasis. Now, one of the other cool things that you can do is there's a lot of movie theaters that, normally they show the films that are being nominated. Well, what they do is they shut down and they show the Oscars. And there's some really good ones that are happening in San Francisco, the Roxy Theater. Is going to be opening up, and they've got free snacks. You can watch the awards there, or the Balboa Theater, which is out in the Richmond District. They're going to be celebrating their 90th birthday this year, so it's 2 years older than the Oscars. And they have prizes and games at the Balboa Theater. Those tickets are $11. And then moving a little bit outside of San Francisco, the Rialto Cinemas up in Sebastopol have a really fun party with snacks and beverages and prizes. And the New Parkway, have you been to the New Parkway in Oakland?
No, not yet, but I want to go.
Yeah, it's a really cool theater. If you haven't been there, it's like a neighborhood theater. And instead of sitting in normal chairs, they have couches, they have coffee tables.
Nice.
I think one of the seats used to be in a hair salon. So it's a really funky place. And they have both of their screening rooms, two of their screening rooms showing the movie. It's showing the Oscars with finger food. And it's a really fun, funky, weird place.
Johnny, the fun thing is they have booze.
They do. Well, they have beer and wine at the New Park.
Well, that'll work.
Yeah.
Okay. Just saying.
Yeah. So those are all in kind of the free to the $25 range. And if you want to go really, really spendy but really live it up, we recommend the Fairmont has tickets. I can't even believe I'm going to mention this. It's $500 to $1,000 at the Fairmont to watch the Oscars. But you get cocktails, you get a full dinner. And you can choose from up to five screening rooms in one of the sort of the fanciest hotels in San Francisco.
So you get a room to stay overnight, don't you? Because you're trashed.
No, that does not include your own room. Yeah.
Well, Johnny, that's not fun cheap.
I know, yeah. I know. But I had to throw in one thing for everybody out there who is not addicted to free things.
No, I know. No. It's a lot of fun, but I would think I'd want the whole meal deal where I could get trashed and then just go to my room.
And if you want to spend a lot of money but have it go towards something good rather than just a big hotel, there is a party called the Gathering of Royals, and this is at the San Francisco Design Center. The tickets are between $200 and $750, but the best thing about this party is not only does it have food, wine, and champagne and a raffle where you can win a Mercedes, but 100% of the ticket sales are going to benefit any of six local HIV and AIDS charities in the Bay Area.
Fantastic.
Good stuff. So that's kind of our big roundup. Oh, and if you want to play at home, if you want to save all the money in the world, on FunCheap.com, we have links to Oscar Bingo that you can print out and play at home, Oscar ballots, and an Oscar drinking game that will tell you how to responsibly drink during the Oscars. For example, anytime anybody cries, you take a shot. Somebody struggles to pronounce a name, you take a shot. That's kind of the best way you can spend the Oscars.
They thank God. They thank Jesus. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Two shots for that.
They go Kanye. Kanye takes the stage. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of fun you can have.
Kanye steals the Oscar from somebody else. You take three shots.
Three shots. Yes.
Yeah.
And your head explodes. Johnny, you're the best. All right. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy the Oscars.
All right. Thank you. By the way, the Oscars coming up Sunday. And what I failed to mention is I want to say thank you very much to the CBS network for actually airing it live as it happens this year. Oh, my God. Last year was the first year I came back to the Bay. And, I'm neither here nor there with all of this mess. I get the party and it's fun and everything, but I really could give a rat's ass. But honestly, having said that, my significant other, this is a big freaking deal for her. So she goes crazy because last year, social media, I mean, you can't, it just screws everything up and then it's edited. All the naughty parts are taken out. You know, the Black Lives Matter thing is going to be a big deal with the hashtag #OscarsSoWhite. I mean, you know, there's going to be drama. I can't wait to see Chris Rock. He's going to rock this, the whole party. Going to be fantastic. So CBS has decided for the first time to play it live. So I'm pretty sure it starts at I don't want to put words in anybody in their mouths, but I'm thinking like four or five, but you'll get to see the red carpet. Now, last year, as I remember, because we were stuck at a Marriott Residence Inn, we couldn't see. She couldn't see. They didn't have E on there. And let me tell you, it was damn near apocalypse time. Yes. Welcome to San Francisco, Drex. Somebody's going to remove my testicles. Oh, my God. Yeah, so we'll get to see the red carpet, and we're going to be seeing it live as the rest of the country does.
At 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, CBS. Mucho amor. I mean, it's a really good idea because, if you're into this, what's the big deal? Why make us wait 3 hours? I mean,
publish the results online before.
Well, they're not. I don't think they'd be guilty of doing that.
Website.
But everybody, I mean, you can't put your device. Your device. Okay. All right. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with the Late Night Late Show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show. I'm telling you, my life is nonstop drama on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Candy, she's sweet. It was just like candy to us tonight, watching the GOP debate. Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't wait to go home and watch it again. Now, I can't stand any of it, to be honest with you. I don't want to roll here. But honestly, tonight would be the one that I want to watch because it was a barn burner in Houston, Texas, everybody.
Yeah, it was a zoo. I mean, it really was. It was like an episode of Jerry Springer. I mean, the only thing that wasn't there is there weren't people throwing things at each other.
That would have been awesome. Well, there's always a chance. Let me start with one of the big things that came up tonight, and that is former Mexican President Vicente Fox says he's not paying for Trump's effing wall. And then Wolf Blitzer repeated that, which is amazing, which we will have a wonderful parody of that tomorrow. Can't wait. All things to look forward for the weekend. But here he is saying that, actually. Yeah, let's take a listen.
I'm not going to pay for that wall. He should pay for it. He's got the money.
Are you afraid that he's going to be the next president of the United States? What would that mean?
Not at all.
What would that mean for Mexico?
No, not at all. Democracy cannot take us to crazy people that doesn't know what's going on in the world today.
Well, don't count on that. That's that Ramos guy who did that interview. No, that's he's the guy who Trump kicked out. Right?
Oh, okay.
The one of the press.
Well, what's
conferences.
Interesting is that Wolf Blitzer again repeated the question, as you noted, about the effing wall, and Trump was like, "Yeah, and it's going to be bigger now."
I know. Let's see here what I've got. They're feeding it to me right now.
I'm not going to pay for that effing wall.
Okay, that was the question.
That was
Wolf. That was the question. Okay, and then let me see here. We have Marco Rubio zinging Donald Trump for always repeating himself.
So that's the only part of the plan? Just the lines, the interstate competition?
No, the nice part about the plan, you have many different plans. You'll have competition. You'll have so many different plans.
But now he's repeating himself.
No, I'm not repeating. No.
Mr. Trump.
No.
Listening to that.
No, that's crazy. I mean, let's start throwing
beer bottles. The founding fathers are rolling in their graves right now. What is it, an MMA fight, a Jerry Springer show? That's not a presidential debate.
I'm making me long for a long star, let me tell you.
He repeated himself 5 times 4 weeks ago.
I saw you repeat yourself 5 times 5 seconds ago.
I watched him. Meltdown on the stage like I've never seen anybody.
Let's
I thought he came out of
the
swimming pool.
I said, well,
let's talk about your plan.
I see him repeat himself every night. It says 5 things. Everyone's dumb. He's going to make America great
Senator
again.
Rubio.
We're going to win.
Senator
He's
Rubio,
winning
please.
In the polls.
It's all true.
And the lines around the stage. Every night. Same thing.
Senator Rubio.
That's just awesome. So who is the poor journalist? Who got
asking the questions? Yeah. I think that's their political correspondent, Dana Bash.
Oh, okay.
But she's like the 7 or 8 year old hanging out with the teenagers trying to get into the conversation. But hey, but listen.
All right, here's another one. And, yeah, go ahead.
I'm just saying that even CNN is falling into this free for all mentality that Donald Trump has created with this election and these debates. I mean, when would you have ever heard Wolf Blitzer say
effing. Ever.
He would have said
Never.
Expletive. He would have couched it more. Sadly, it's all about ratings now and
I'm
the show.
Not going to pay for that effing wall.
See, they already have it isolated for me. Thank you, folks.
You know what? That should be your text message alert now.
Yes, Wolf Blitzer. Here, I'll just play it again.
I'm not going to pay for that effing wall.
Okay, so now at 10 o'clock, you can go to the KGOradio.com, the podcast, and download that. And that's right. That's what you should do. Okay, so here we go with Marco Rubio calling out Trump for hiring illegal immigrants to build his buildings.
But I also think that if you're going to claim that you're the only one that lifted this into the campaign, that you acknowledge that, for example, you're the only person on the stage that's ever been fined for hiring people to work on your projects illegally. You hired some workers from Poland.
No, I'm the only one on the stage that's hired people. You haven't hired anybody.
Well,
In fact, some of the people
and
he
by
hired
the way,
well, but hold on.
I've hired, and, no, and by the way, fact, I've hired tens of thousands of people over my job. You've yeah, hired
You've hired
nobody.
1,000 people
you've
from another
company.
You've
had nothing but problems
from another
with
country.
Your credit cards, et cetera.
Let me say, let me finish the statement. This is important.
You haven't hired one
he
person
He hired workers from Poland, and he had to pay $1 million or so in a judgment
for hiring.
That's
wrong.
That's a fact.
Totally wrong.
Well, people can look it up. I'm sure people are Googling it right now. Look it up. Trump, Polish workers. You'll see $1 million for hiring illegal workers on one of his projects. Yeah, he did.
Wow. How about a montage of Marco Rubio zinging Trump?
So that's the only part of the plan? Just the lines, the interstate competition?
No, the nice part about the plan, you have many different plans. You'll have competition. You'll have so many different plans.
But now he's repeating himself.
No, I'm not repeating. No.
I watched him repeat himself
5 times 4 weeks ago. And
I saw you repeat
yourself
5 times 5 seconds ago.
I watched him melt down on the stage like I've never seen anybody.
Let's focus on the substance.
I said, well,
let's talk about your plan.
I see him repeat himself every night. It says 5 things. Everyone's dumb. He's going to make America great
Senator
again.
Rubio.
We're going to win.
Senator
He's
Rubio,
winning
please.
In the polls.
It's all true.
And the lines around the state.
Oh, my God.
This
reminds me of when I saw Ozzy Osbourne at the Astrodome. All I'm missing is the Quaalude.
Well, and you know what? All of that got Marco Rubio, presidential poll released out of Florida, his home state today. Donald Trump leading with 44% of the likely voters. Marco Rubio 28%.
Wow, in his
Ted
own
Cruz,
state.
Ted Cruz 12%. John Kasich 7%. But all of that, and Trump is tearing him up in his home state.
Jeez. So does it look like Kasich? I think Kasich still ahead in Ohio because that's his last stand?
I don't know for sure, but he's obviously popular
there. And obviously, Ben Carson was asleep again tonight. Talk about low energy. I mean, the low energy.
Jeff, we didn't even hear from him.
Hey, can you imagine? Can you imagine what was happening at the Jeb Bush house tonight? Oh, thank God I'm not there. Thank you, Jesus.
You know what? I'm not sure he could form that sentence.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm not there.
Well, it's like I said at the beginning of this whole thing. Don't underestimate the Schwarzenegger effect. I mean, the people in this state
elected Arnold Schwarzenegger
because they thought, how much harm can he do?
Right.
You know, and sadly, enough people have figured out that, Donald Trump can't make all of the decisions alone. He's got to deal with Congress, so why not let's have fun with it?
Okay.
It would obviously be a disaster. I'm not endorsing that. I'm just saying.
Well, and I'm agreeing with you. You better walk over to the newsroom if you're going to do a newscast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that thing. It is 9:30. If I'm picking the best of the worst, I'm down with Trump, I guess. Better than Ted Cruz, for God's sakes. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up.
I smell Oscar.
Man, Akadok, so you getting up there winning an Oscar.
You guys hear that? All that Oscar buzz? Everywhere.
This is my chance to win an Oscar.
You know, I one shot a whole movie without ever getting out of my car.
If I acted finicky now, I'd win an Oscar.
There's no acting at the Oscars.
Oh, this is crazy. It's fun, like in that movie.
I'm an actor, and acting is all cheap tricks that any child or monkey could do.
Look at me. I'm an actor. An actor, for crying out loud.
We're going to Hollywood. Where people are sexy and clever, and they always say something funny right before the commercial break.
Right on, and this just in, actors have more personality disorders than the rest of us. Yes, here's some news that isn't really news to anyone. Actors are more screwed up in the head than the rest of us. Obviously, a recent study found that actors show significantly higher instances of antisocial, narcissistic, histrionic, borderline, schizophrenia, obsessive-compulsive personality disorder traits than the rest of us. Makes me sound and feel so much better. This doesn't necessarily mean actors are dangerous. Well, excluding Shia LaBeouf and Lindsay Lohan, of course. In fact, the right amounts of these traits can actually contribute to the actor's success. How about that? But forget about that. How about Mr. Skin? Now, you do know about Mr. Skin, right? Oh, come on, people. MrSkin.com releases every year his annual Anatomy Award winners. That's right. Who won Breast Picture? Stuff like that. So I'm going to be a spoiler and tell you who won every single category right now. So hold on to your pantaloons. Here we go. Breast Picture, 50 Shades of Grey. Guess that was a runaway. Best TV Show, Shameless Season 5. I don't know what that is. Best Butt, Demi Lovato in Vanity Fair Photo Shoot. Okay. Nude Comer of the Year, Chanel Iman in Dope. Best Breasts, Joey Fisher in the horror film Anarchy Parlor. Best Lesbian Scene, Freema, I don't know, I'm going to screw up these names. Freema Agamemnon. Does that sound right?
Sure.
Okay, Crystal, thank you. And Jamie Clayton in Sense 8. Lesbians, I need your help with this. Best Full Frontal, Alicia Vikander in Ex Machina.
Ooh.
Is that true? Did you watch that movie?
I have seen that movie. It's a great movie.
Yeah, Tim Sika said it's good. Yeah.
It's really good.
Well, we'll have to get his take on some of this stuff tomorrow night. Of course, I may scare the pants off of him with this. Celebrity nude debut, Kristen Wiig in Welcome to Me. Best nipples, Lena Headey in Zipper. Well, with a name like that, I'm, you know. Best camel toe, Kate Hudson in Rock the Casbah. Now, that's a home run. Congratulations.
Oh, Kate
Hudson, and I love her. She's rocking her own spa.
In her new athletic gear.
She's designing
her new, yeah. She has her own athletic line, like fitness line.
With camel toe?
I don't know. Well, I'm going to have to look again.
Oh, I'm very interested in seeing this. So best camel toe for Kate Hudson. Congratulations. Rock the Casbah. Congratulations.
I'm not going to pay for that effing wall.
Oh, Wolf Blitzer, stop. I'm not talking about the wall right now. That was the debate. Best pasties, Lady Gaga in American Horror Story. Mm. Yeah, probably. Most surprising nudity, Queen Latifah in Bessie.
Really?
Yes, that was shocking. I'm not sure that was a good idea.
I'm not going to pay for that effing wall.
I think I needed one at that point with the Queen Latifah. Yeah, I really wish I had that wall. Best nude and tattooed, Ruby Rose in Orange is the New Black. Best sex with a teddy bear. Well, come on, Sarah Silverman and I Smile Back. And best zombie boobs, Missy Martinez in Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. And ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what you say, Wolf,
I'm not going to pay for that effing wall.
Okay, thank you. Angelina Jolie got the Lifetime Achievement Award for appearing nude in 15 movies since 1993.
All right.
Yes. Now you can file that away. That's over. And we're still sober. Look at that.
Dang it.
I know. While we're on the, I don't know, Mr. Anatomy tip, I might as well throw this in here. Terry Crews from Brooklyn Nine-Nine recently talked about how he went to rehab for pornography, which I find very interesting. People who go to rehab for pornography. We were talking about this yesterday, Heather and I. It's like, what? No, for what? What did they do? What are the 12 steps to keep yourself away from yourself? Okay, which we know you don't have a problem with, so this is for a friend of yours who does, okay? Just so you understand that. Here are 5 bad things that can happen to you when you watch too much porn. Now, by the way, Heather and I did decide that if you're creepy and you're into inappropriate behavior, like Jared Fogle, he should have went to porn rehab. Yeah, yes. No wonder the footlong $6 now instead of 5. For Christ's sake. Okay, number 1, you can get addicted. Okay, well, Terry Crews from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Two recent studies found that as you watch more and more of porn, your brain starts producing less and less of the feel-good chemical dopamine. Come on. So you get desensitized and you have to watch more porn to compensate.
Whoa.
No, that's not a thing. No. It can make you normal sex seem boring. Mm. There's a Reddit page for people who are trying to stop watching porn. Well, thank God for Reddit. Okay, in a recent survey, 64% of the users said they started getting turned on by weirder and weirder stuff the more they watched porn.
The slippery slope of porn.
No, I don't buy that. We all know what our go-to thing is.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I know exactly what category it is. All right. Okay. It's not the $6 footlong.
Ugh.
It can lead to bad decisions. A study in the Journal of Sex Research found that watching a lot of porn can make you crave instant gratification. Holy crap! That's why God gave us porn!
Life can make you make bad decisions.
But that's what porn is. It's instant gratification. There's no need for you.
No!
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 I don't need you.
No. I'm on a mancation.
I had a friend who just broke his left arm, and he was like, it's so inconvenient. I said, dude, just imagine if it would have been your right hand.
Ugh.
I mean, if you're right-handed. Now, that would be a disaster. Okay. It can lead to... I'm repeating myself like Marco Rubio.
I'm not going to pay for that effing wall.
Oh, you need rehab, wolf. Okay, it can ruin your relationship. One study found out that women with guys who watched a lot of porn were less happy than women with guys who didn't. And men who watch a lot of porn can also start having a hard time expressing their emotions. You know what? That's a conflicting thing because we had a study last week that said that, we were talking to a sexpert. Matter of fact, you should listen to the doctor. I forget what his name is, but go to the podcast series and we talk explicit sex for an hour. There was this study done that found that when women are in a satisfied sexual relationship, when they're in a satisfied relationship, like an LTR or a marriage, they actually masturbate more. Okay, so not buying that it ruins your relationship. Number five, side effects of watching too much porn. It can shrink your brain. All right. Another recent study used brain scans. This is why an MRI costs $2,500 freaking, because they're using brain scans for this garbage. All right. And they found the part of your brain that activates when you're rewarded can actually start to shrink if you watch too much pornography. Who admitted to that and how many brain scans did you have? That's what I want to know. All right. The good news, and I don't know. Can there be any more good news? You tell me.
I'm not going to pay for that effing wall.
Oh, woof, stop. We've got to get to good news. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. That's Lord, who did a tribute to David Bowie at the Brit Awards last night. And Bowie's son, Duncan Jones, apparently liked it better than Gaga's tribute at the Grammys. Okay, nice. I liked Gaga's performance at the Grammys. I thought she did fine. Speaking of the Brit Awards, Adele, she didn't have any technical problems last night at the Brit Awards, but she did have something to say about Kesha.
I'd like to take a quick second just to thank my management and my record label for embracing the fact that I'm a woman and being encouraged by it. And I'd also like to take this moment to publicly support Kesha. Thank you very much.
Yahoo! All right, before we get to the good news, I don't know. Let's take some calls. I don't know why people want to run on about this, but apparently we're having too much fun. Okay, who do we have?
We have Daryl from Los Altos.
Daryl, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Drex, got a question. What constitutes the correct amount of pornography for a person?
Isn't that crazy? So, yeah, if you're just joining us, this study was put out. The side effects of watching too much porn, because Terry Crews from Brooklyn Nine-Nine recently talked about how he had to go to rehab for pornography. You know,
so does that also mean somebody who doesn't watch pornography isn't getting their recommended daily allowance?
Yes.
And RDA.
Let me posit this. What about teenagers who have wet dreams? They don't even remember them. Well, and does that mean nature is telling them you're not getting enough pornography?
I long for those nocturnal emissions. Yeah.
Does that mean, is this a natural occurrence that nature says you need to have this?
Well, sure.
The species going.
Well, that's exactly what that is at that age. Yes, that goes back to, you know, the caveman days, right?
Evolution. So does that mean this individual, and I'm not demeaning anybody with addiction, does this person who has this addiction, is not nature maybe saying you're so stressed, you need to procreate, and therefore you need to keep the species going. And you're doing that by getting stimulation from...
Well, and taking things into your own hands. I mean...
Yeah, probably not
much.
Let's
face it. Right.
Procreation going on there.
Right. Well, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, I just don't... I don't understand it. And thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Have a good night. And that's a lot of pornography talk for one night. But if you're addicted, I guess you know. And they say you need more, even more, to compensate for that. That doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, especially if you're a guy, when it's over, it's over. God, that guy had to bring up, the nocturnal emission thing. That's a long, long time ago.
That's a deep discussion.
That is a deep discussion. I'm trying to remember if I remembered. I can't remember if I remembered. Does that matter?
It could. Your subconscious is a powerful thing.
I know, right? Right now I'm thinking, did I remember? Those were the good old days. All right, well, you know. The problem with porn now is you know, we're too spoiled. I have to say this about porn. So the thing is with porn right now, we're so spoiled because it's free and it's so accessible. When Oculus comes out and the virtual reality thing comes around, now everybody's going to want to be part of that party. You know that, and they're going to make you pay to play. And so, you know, who's going to watch 480 or 720? Okay. Yeah, those choices, hell with that. I want Oculus. I want virtual reality. Yeah, so the days of free porn are just about over. So, you know, enjoy your addiction while you have it. That's what I'm saying. As far as I'm concerned, that's the good news. That's enough. Oh, one more thing. Because Apple's all over the news today fighting with the government. But I hear a rumor that Apple, their next tablet is reportedly going to be a smaller iPad Pro, not an iPad Air 3. Just hearing rumors out of Cupertino. And that noise that's going on down there, what is that? They're in the car business. I don't know. There's like alien space things going on there. Yeah. I know they're not cooperating with the government. I don't blame them for that. But rumors are that have pointed to a new 9.7-inch iPad to be Apple's next go-to event to be announced in March. Heard it here first. Have a good night. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGO. Talk about a train wreck going from this to that. Well, John, I love you very much. Okay, you're next on KGO A10.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.